The work of this church in the world is realized through the generous financial support of all who call this place home. Along with the gifts and time and talent, ours is a shared ministry. You have a role to play here. Church membership is open to all. For more information, go to uusf.org.
As we move forward with our Thanksgiving Bread Communion, I know that I'm going to need a few volunteers, maybe 4 or 5, if anyone would like to help us out. I got one over here, one in the back. That's a start. I'll ask again. If you want to come forward. If you want to sit down in the front pew, I'll let you know when the volunteering starts. So the ritual of breaking bread together is one that has been shared by the human family in various forms for millennia, giving thanks for the harvest, a prayer that the earth will sustain life once again. In the Christian tradition, the disciples broke bread during a Passover meal, remembering an escape to freedom on the eve of a crucifixion, when yet another imperial ruling power was asserting its dominance through violence. They broke bread together in the depth of their grief and fear, asserting that forces of empire, violence, and evil would not extinguish the forces of life and love. Many of our partner churches in Transylvania hold a communion of remembrance 4 times a year at Christmas, Easter, Pentecost, and Thanksgiving. Our congregation practices a free and open communion, which means that everyone here is invited to participate without reservation.
And so it is that we come to gather around this table, our communion table. This ritual connects us in ways that we can only begin to know through time and space, to our history, to all the people who have looked into each other's eyes across the table through the years, to the earth and the cycles of life. This morning, we're going to do bread communion a little bit differently because the times we're living in call for new ways to lean into the depths of ancient ritual.
This is where the volunteering begins.
So we're going to pass out bread that we've prepared for each of you. And I'm going to give this to you and ask if you can fill that basket and pass it out. I'm going to ask if you can fill this basket and pass it out. Just have to empty the bag in there. And I'm wondering if someone would help us out specifically if someone requests gluten-free bread. If you'd like gluten-free bread, if you would raise your hand, Amy Kelly is going to help us out with that. So it looks like there's a couple over here and some in the back. Thank you.
You can put the basket there.
As we're passing these baskets of bread to everyone, try not to eat it just yet. I know, it's so tricky. I want to honor folks who brought bread. Dan Clannon, Andrew Hockman, John Patberg, and Kathy Malone. Now, I'd like you to take a moment and look around you. Look across the room from you. And let us know ourselves as one body. A body broken in our humanness, complicit and impacted by systems of oppression that were established long before any of us were born. Brokenhearted as our compassion leads us to feel our suffering and that of others. In a moment, the bell will sound, thank you, Akane, and I invite you to break your bread and with it allow your heart to break open. Break the bread, but don't eat it. Hold the broken bread and notice what wells up in your broken hearts in this moment, in this week, in this month, in this year. In our shared silence, allow a word or a phrase to come to you that gives voice to some of the grief, fear, pain, or suffering on your heart. When the bell rings the second time, you're invited to speak this word or phrase out into the shared sacred space, allowing words to tumble over one another, trusting that the whole is larger than any one of us can hold. Let us enter into a time of shared silence and breaking of bread.
In this space of our community, gathered in a circle, having given voice to our grief and pain, let us notice the larger forces that hold us. The earth, its large body which holds us, sustains us, and gives us life. The floor, walls, and roof of this sacred building. And the ultimate mystery, the source and sustenance of all creation that some call God, the abiding love that holds us and will never let us go. There's so much for us to be grateful for, so much love and care, passion and dedication present right here in this circle. Our life together as a community is a blessing, and each of us is a tapestry woven of experiences and understandings for which we can be grateful. In a moment, the bell will sound again, and you're invited into a time of meditation. But for now, hold on to your pieces of bread and look at them closely. See the miracle of it, made from sun and earth and water, warmed by fire. As you notice the texture and smell of the bread, let into your awareness your own gratitude for all that gives you life and sustains you. What do you have to be grateful for in this moment, in this week, in this month, in this year? If you wish, allow a word or phrase to form that gives voice to your gratitude. When the bell rings again, you're invited to speak this word or phrase out into our shared sacred space, allowing words to tumble over words, trusting they will be held in the great web of all existence. Let us enter into a time of shared silence and meditation.
This congregation. Having honored both our grief and gratitude in this circle, we now serve one another. To look into another's faces and see their brokenness and wholeness and the blessing, the reflection of our common humanity, to eat the fruit of the vine, to be nourished, to notice once again that the forces of life and love persist.
If you wish to come forward to the communion table, you will meet someone across from you. Mark and I are going to show you what it looks like. We hope. Take turns offering the cup of juice to one another, for one another to dip the bread and cracker in, and then take a moment to be present to the person across from you. And think about that. I mean, look around you. I love you all so much. So take a moment to take in the person across from you. As you offer the cup of juice to them, and once you've both eaten your bread, you will return to your seats. If you wish to remain in your seat and have the juice brought to you, we have some volunteers that will be able to do that. All right. What's it look like, Mark? Show me.
Oh.
Ready?
Yep.
Steady. Whoa.
Oh, here, let me grab that.
All right.
With gratitude, I offer you this gift.
Thank you. Amen. I want to offer you a gift too.
Oh.
Mark, it's been so beautiful to have you with us. Your internship means so much. Your spirit is so present in your voice and your presence. In gratitude, I give this to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. So if anyone still has their bread and hasn't eaten it yet and would like to join us, there is more bread up here if you did eat it. But if you would like to join us in this community building ritual, so that we can all reinforce our Unitarian Universalist values, we'll pour some cups. And if before we start, before everyone moves, I'm going to say, if you do want to participate but cannot make your way up here, if you would raise your hand, and I'll ask one of the volunteers from before to bring a cup to you. But once everyone gets up, it might be a little bit more confusing. So if you want to raise your hand, I'm seeing one over here, one here. And do we have a volunteer who will help us out?
Yes.
I think we can do two. And other folks, if you want to come up and participate in this ritual.
Mark, do we dip our bread in the juice?
You can, and that'll make it a little bit easier to swallow. Or you can drink the juice, but it has a gift that we can share together as a community.
All right. Go ahead and come up as you'd like. And we will hand you some cups.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Yeah.
You're going to give
your cup to someone else, and then they're going to share their cup with you.
If someone gives you one. So you will give your cup to someone
with
else.
With gratitude, I offer this gift.
Whatever you'd like to say in gratitude to the person that you are giving it to.
With gratitude, I offer this gift.
All our beautiful people here. Do you need to take some to some people? Here, let me give you another one.
With gratitude, I offer this gift.
We're lucky we get to hear what you say. How beautiful.
No, the bread is for you. Yes. The juice is for sharing.
Did anybody give it to you?
Yeah.
They gave it to you? Okay. Because I was going to give you one if they didn't.
No.
Nice to meet you.
Hopefully the symbol of filling our cups will remind us throughout the day and the week and the month and the coming year of the gratitude that we can share with others.
It's for you to share with somebody.
Thank you.
Did you give it to somebody else and in gratitude? Oh, yeah, absolutely. in gratitude for your joyful presence here. This is yours now. All right, and you can share it. All right. So find somebody to share it with.
Gratitude, I share.
So if you want to share it with somebody, you hand the cup to them and they will hand you one. And you tell them something that you'd like to say in gratitude. Oh, sorry. There's a little piece of bread in that one. You can, and you know what? All right, share it with me and I'll share one with you. Whatever you'd like to say in gratitude. Glad to know you too. And I remember when we were in our small groups together and you were so warm. And I'm so glad to know you. We can switch each other for you in gratitude. Thank you. All right, let's give more people. Hmm? You can give it to anybody. Anybody. In gratitude. Other people. More people. We need more juice. You're going to hand this to somebody, anybody at all, and you say something in gratitude to them, and you share it with them. All right? Oh.
Thank you. You are welcome.
All right. Here's a cup to share with somebody. Oh, absolutely. So we're getting questions, so we'll give you a cup of juice, and you can find somebody to give it to in gratitude. That's how it works. And you will get one, too, because they'll be giving it to you in gratitude. Give it or hand it or drink it or say something in gratitude. Whatever is the most comfortable. There you are. Do you have bread? Would you like some? There's plenty of bread. Now we'll get this here. Here you go. Here's yours to share. There you go.
You want to offer that to someone else.
All right, here's yours. Here you go. Oh, you've got lots on there.
Thank you.
You can hand it to somebody, and they will give you one too. Uh-oh, now you're handing lots of hello. You can find somebody to hand that to in gratitude. Enjoy in gratitude. Hand it to somebody and they'll hand you one too. All right. Did you get one? Can I give you another? No more? No apple juice for you? You have one? You got it? All right. Did everybody who wanted to participate get a chance to? If not, you can raise your hand and we can come to you. Okay.
As our ritual comes to a close, I hope you were enriched and inspired and reminded of our values. Hopefully the symbol of the cup being full will remind you to share your resources in the coming weeks and months and years.